A word for you from Matthew 7 verses 19 and 20. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. The Lord Jesus is warning the people listening to him about false prophets and then the classic wolf in sheep's clothing, from which we get the English idiom. Now, sometimes we forget that, and we are very good fruit judges regarding the lives of other people. And yes, the Lord is telling us to beware that we are deceived, that we might be deceived by others. But the greatest deception is oneself. And so we need to ask the Lord to discern for us and make it clear to us what type of a tree we are, and to help us recognize what we really are inside. The Lord says regarding every tree and good fruit. And in verse 18, just before it, the Lord says, a healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit. So if you find that you are constantly bearing bad fruit, and that anger and grudges and hatred and all sorts of things is sprouting, coming out of you, then you need to ask yourself what type of a tree you really are. Or at least that you recognize that you're an unhealthy tree. For a healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit. That is why the Apostle John says in the epistles that one who is born again cannot sin. Now, it is a frightening verse. What it means, of course, is that the person who is truly born again cannot continue in sin any longer. If you are willfully allowing sin to happen in your life, then that is bad fruit. So check yourself with Galatians 5. Are you bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Otherwise, you are connected to something else, a foreign tree, not one that the Lord has planted. And so, when it says in verse 20, thus you will recognize them by their fruits, how about starting with yourself? Thus you will know yourself by your fruit. Ask the Lord to enlighten you, to show you, and to cleanse you, and to make you a healthy tree.